So let's start by using your hand to help you close the right nostril and breathe in through the left nostril. And then breathe out through the right nostril. And in through the right. Out through the left. And just, we can continue alternating like this for a minute or so. So in through the left, out through the right, in through the right, out through the left. Whichever side you've just breathed out from, you breathe in again through that same side. Just clearing the pipes a little bit. Letting the breath also get a little bit longer, taller. Starting to feel or imagine also, as you breathe in through the left, for example, energy coming up the left side of the spine as the breath comes in up into the nostril. And breathing out, energy going down the right side of the spine as you breathe out through the right. Breathing in through the right, coming up the back on the right side. Breathing out through the left, and energy just gently trickling down, slowly falling down the left side of the spine. So a few more times with the nostrils still. As we breathe out, the out-breath goes farther down, longer than the spine even. Letting the breath become fine and long, like a tiny stream of water trickling. And if you feel like dropping the hand and just tuning into the energy in the back for a few more rounds. Breathing in, energy coming up the left side of the spine. Breathing out, letting it just a very fine silvery trickle down the right side of the spine and longer. Coming in, traveling a long way up the right. Etc. Then letting go, coming to feel the middle part of the back. We could play with feeling the middle part of the back as if that is actually the pump of the breath. So feeling the middle part of the back as it is moved, or as it moves the breath. Feeling all around the middle part of the back, so as if we could feel behind ourselves as well as in front of the back, so inside the body, the sides of the body, and behind the body, above and below the middle of the back. Putting that in the center of a kind of soft sphere, a soft ball of our feeling, of our sensing. So we could feel the skin in the middle of the back, and maybe as if we could feel the air on the skin, the air all around, the clothing all around, the soft mattress that the middle back may be lying on, the clothing and the air at the sides. And then the bones and muscles, the deeper layers of skin, which are also taking in so much information about the temperature, density, location, relationships to the arms, legs, head. Scientists tell us that in our deeper skin, there are also some places that receive light, not only in the eyes, but all over the body, including the back, the chest and the hands. So just being open to feel this deeper skin function. So the air or the mat, the clothing, the texture, the very soft, sensitive outer skin. And then underneath that, the deep skin. Bones and muscles, the electricity of the nerves passing through the spine and from the spine radiating outward. Helping us feel the movements of the breath in the middle of the back. And then if the middle of the back would be the center of our kind of ball of softness and feeling, then what's in front of the back, inside the body, the organs, the meat of us? And if we could just kind of lean just in front of the spine, inside of us, kind of feeling the digestive tract where the food goes through us. Feeling that quality also as part of the stew, part of the mixture. Then imagining or feeling as if there's a kind of another being or our own energy body that's sitting behind and all around us, including us. And the middle of the back, of our back, they're just kind of holding in their hands. Gentle hands, comfortable hands. The way someone who's doing Qigong or a martial art would cup their hands and feel the ball of energy. So it'd be like letting ourselves, letting our middle back be felt as a ball of energy. A beautiful white ball of energy. Held in cupped hands, loving hands. And if we are imagining another being or our own energy body sitting behind and kind of all through us, as if we're sitting on and in the lap of that person, or that being, or that energy body. letting the energy gather in these loving hands in the middle of us, breathing us. Can we notice if there's a sense, as part of our imagination, that that being or energy body is male or female? Or not either? And if we could just play for a few moments back and forth. What if this, we could think of it as a higher self or a breath body, or if we prefer to think of a kind of god or goddess or angel. Around and behind us, supporting us. Gently honoring this white ball of energy in the center of us. If we give that a male flavor, more like a god than a goddess, what does it feel like? And if we let that be a goddess or a more feminine, whatever that means to you, feeling, imagined or just directly experienced. Sitting or lying on and in goddess energy, feminine higher self energy, trying to feel what qualities for you would be feminine, and invoking that, filling the breath body with that, the physical body and the space around and behind us. As if we're floating on and in it. Not letting the language trip you up, just finding your way with language you can relate to better today. So it could be anything from a female angel or a goddess or a feminine breath body, life energy body, field of electricity, electromagnetic field, with qualities that for you are feminine. The body and the space just around the body, just openness to that, centered in the middle of the back. Starting with qualities you have come to associate with the word feminine or female, for now. And then leaving it open in case something else wants to come that might be less typical or stereotypical. So we might just bring an atmosphere of softness, for example, receptivity. Into our field of consciousness. Or we might ask for an angel of sweetness, sweet light. And then being open, being willing to be surprised. As we let this bright light at the center of us radiate through us, bringing relaxation. Could be a kind of dreamlike space that we're allowing things we didn't expect to come in, such as maybe power or a sword, something that can cut through what is old. And just for a few moments, trying to feel the place where the shoulder blade ends in a kind of point on each side of the spine. Just feeling that, if you wish to imagine warm hands there, or just feeling into it, letting it relax, radiate. Warmth. Again, giving space for what we might know about that location that it's very hard to see on ourselves. But feeling into it directly. And then being open, opening up to surprises. Feeling or reflecting on what is complete in your life, what doesn't need to add anything or take anything away. Or we could find a way into this reflection by asking, what do I need right now? Right now, what do I need to be really happy? Laughter is allowed. Tears are allowed. blankness is allowed. Confusion is allowed. Is there a place that we could access just now in us that has a feeling of kind of knowing, even if it doesn't know anything? It's a feeling of being wholeness, being complete. Laughter is allowed. Tears are allowed. Blankness is allowed. Confusion, movement, letting go, being enough is allowed. For no reason, being already enough is definitely allowed. Just for a few more seconds, if it's possible to tune into a place that feels like enoughness or complete, without being final or an end. Something that allows us to feel life in this split second as complete unto itself. In a flash, is there anything that we could feel from there that we could allow to drop away? Is there something we could feel that we're kind of holding to that we do not at all need? However valuable or destructive it might seem to be, we just simply can let it drop away. Because completeness is already here. Without being a stop. And then allowing ourselves from that place in the back between the shoulder blades to just spread out and feel it all the way into the lungs. Feeling the creative life breathing us with our lungs. Feeling under the arms, the lungs. Feeling behind the heart, the cushion that is alive, called the lungs. The soft bed for the shoulders, where they can finally rest. Called the lungs. The front and the bottom of the lungs and inside them. Again, starting with what we know about the lungs, what we've felt about them, what we've seen about them in pictures. And then being open to strangeness, unexpected or coincidental thoughts that might help us break through our limited ideas of what the lung experience is all about. So what is it like to feel space that exists inside the lungs, inside the body, that we think of as such a solid thing. Letting ourselves feel the different lobes or sections of the lung, and also the lungs as one thing, a wholeness. Something complete, full of space. And at the same time, being open to impulses that come to mind. Childlike suggestions from inside. As if there would be a child in all of that space in us, moving our old furniture around. If we could let that childlike, spontaneous, strong impulse decide what furniture to just push off the edge, finished. Not serving life today. That old memory or belief about life or myself or the others. And if there's a sense of not enough, something's not enough, I'm not enough, the guidance is not enough, the day is not quite good enough, or whatever. If we could let the child just push that off the cliff. No, not today. And what does this child of enoughness, who loves to live in this space, this spaciousness, a space that's sometimes bigger and sometimes smaller, from a place of feeling enough, what do we want? Not because I'm not enough or life's not enough and I've got to get more, but already enoughness is allowed to take delight in this life. Is allowed to spring, jump into new life. So we could feel the lungs themselves and feel what they need, if anything, as we have done with the other organs, support, space, expression, gathering together, resting back, resting in. Or we could just feel the childlike, wondrous energy, ecstasy. who's not afraid to ask. And if we could play the game to a little bit higher intensity, feeling how our entire past is unneeded. All of our memories of the past right now are unneeded. It could fall away. Whatever is needed of those experiences is with us, part of the enoughness. No past means no future. All of our future thinking, all of it, is actually past thinking. Turning off those two movies, what is left? What opens out? What I know about myself based on the past is gone. Therefore, what I imagine, where I imagine I'm going, what I imagine I must do before I die, is illusory, false, unreal, not needed. And even the now, can we feel how it has an element of our expectation, anticipation, and imagination? Can we come into the kind of crest of the wave just before the now? Be filled with that creative, electric utterly caring divine energy. Delicious, scary atmosphere. And just a few seconds at a time, surfing that wave, staying just before now whenever possible. as if with no history and no future, but still allowing there could be a word, an image, a feeling, a sense, a song. The crest of the wave, just before it rolls over onto itself. Just before now, a word, a feeling, an image, a song may come, and as soon as it's formed, you can just let it be carried away by the wind. Staying with the creativity and not worrying about what is being created. The whales do not sing because they have an answer. They sing because they have a song.